now, hopefully I should be joined on the line by Summer Turner. She's a customer relationship manager from RCH Care Homes, who are one of our supporters here on Phoenix FM. And Summer, you're based right here in Brentwood, aren't you, at the Brentwood Care Centre?
I am, Michelle, yeah.
Lovely to talk to you. Very good morning.
Yes, a very good morning.
So for people who don't know, first of all, tell us about RCH Care Homes. There's different locations as well, and you've got obviously the one in Brentwood, which is called the Brentwood Care Centre.
So RCH Care Homes in general, Michelle, we manage right from independence through to palliative end of life. So if somebody moves in here, Michelle, there's no reason why they then have to move back out. And that's quite important when relatives and families are looking for different care options for their loved ones. When exploring care options, some families don't realise that if they're just looking at purely residential, if someone's care needs were to increase and over time they don't, they're never going to decrease, they then have to then relook at another home. And that's not only stressful for the family, but more importantly on the resident, because they've built trust and relationships with the care team, the activities team, and then they then have to move on again. So that's not the best thing for them. I mean, our youngest resident is 69 here, but our average age of a resident is 88.
Mm.
But again, it's about if there's a care need there, then sort of getting in touch with us so we can advise them best of how to move forward with that.
Mm. Customer relationship manager, what is your role?
So my role here, Michelle, is dealing with the initial inquiry from when the families initially inquire, explaining to them what we offer, finding out more about their specific needs and their situation, and then tailoring their experience to that individual. Because I could sort of show them everything within the home, and they go, well, actually, that doesn't really apply to mum, or that doesn't apply to dad. So it's really about finding out about their individual needs.
People sometimes think when you get older, you go into a home, and then, you know, some homes that we do know about, people don't really do much except for sit around.
Mm-hmm.
This home, there's always lots of things going on.
Yeah. Oh, so there's loads of things that go on. So we've just recently had our Olympic campaign. So the Tokyo Olympics were cancelled this year, but that didn't stop our residents from participating in different activities to do with that.
Mm.
So it is really a wide range of activities, because as much as people come to us for the care, they also come to us for the stimulation. So we have a lot of activities that go on within the home, from a knit and a natter, to singing, to music, to arts and, you know, arts and crafts, baking, gentlemen's club, ladies' club. There's a wide range of activities. In fact, apart from when we do the assessment, we also look at their hobbies and interests,
mm.
so that we try and incorporate that into their stay as well. So if there's something that we're not doing, and the resident said, actually, I would really like to do that, then that's something that we would absolutely want to know about, so we could try and incorporate it within our activity planner within the week.
And I know you've said before that when people eventually go to a care home, mm-hmm. they, from being at home, maybe they've lost their partner, they've been on their own, they're relying on family to come round, or they're mm-hmm. not too steady on their feet, they suddenly get like a new lease of life.
They do, yeah. The good thing is as well, I mean, obviously there's absolutely the care element, so if they need someone, they would press their buzzer and someone would attend to their needs. But the activities are on their doorstep as well. We would try and encourage the resident to get involved, but again, we would never force.
I always love your name, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I used to hate my name, because whenever they call it out on the register, you know, children being children,
yeah.
summer, autumn, winter, spring, and I'd be like, oh, no, please don't call my name. But now it's a name that people remember,
yeah.
and it's a happy name.
Yes, it is. It's a lovely name, and I'm very jealous.
I can share my name with you if you like.
Thanks for being with us. I'm going to put a little song on, and then we're going to have a chat with Paul. So have a lovely day. Have a lovely day, Summer.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Michelle. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye. I'm joined on the line by Paul Smith. He's the head of dementia care and developments at RCH Care Homes. It's lovely to talk to you. First time we've talked, isn't it?
It is, Michelle. Nice to be here.
Great. Great to talk to you. This is a new role for you at RCH, and it's also at, don't forget, Brentwood Care Centre. Tell us about your background, because you specialise in dementia care and developments.
That's correct. I think the first thing to reassure people is it is a new role for myself, but I've been doing this for nearly 40 years. I'm a qualified nurse. I also sit on the Royal College of Nursing Older People's Forum, and I'm a former research fellow of Green Templeton College, Oxford University.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a long history in both working with psychiatry, older persons, mental health, and dementia has been my speciality now for the last 22 years. I have a number of graduate and postgraduate qualifications. I've written half a dozen books, been involved in some of the largest research, particularly in reducing the use of antipsychotics across the dementia population. And I have a number of associations. I've also led on dementia care for four of the largest groups in the UK.
Recently joined RCH as the head of dementia care and developments. What are you hoping to bring to that role?
Yes, I've been brought in specifically to relaunch a project that the group have been undertaking for the last couple of years. So my first role is to redesign and relaunch a formidable dementia strategy. And then my role is across the whole of the group. So it will be taking a couple of project sites. Brentwood, as you've mentioned, is one.
Mm.
And we have a number of spheres to that challenge. So it's going to be very multidimensional, and it's really to introduce fully person-centered approaches to the RCH group, underpinning that with a model and an audit system to make sure that we are delivering the very, very best of care available, which is really important to people at the moment. I know people are really worried after COVID-19 and not being able to visit care homes. I just want to reassure people that many care providers like RCH have taken this opportunity to double down. I am a brand new appointment. This is their commitment really to the recovery and to reassuring people that, you know, during that 4 or 5 months, care has not been forgotten. In fact, for many, it's an opportunity to relaunch and recommit to even better standards in the future.
Is there anything that people can do with regards to dementia? Is it just one of those things that just can happen to, even if you've had the most active job all your life and you've continued working up into like your 70s or 80s, it can just suddenly affect you?
Well, funny enough, there has been a great deal of interest in preventative strategies.
Mm.
And there has been some releases over this last year of a number of major strategies that could reduce the likelihood of developing a dementia, because there are over 140 different types. But of the major types, there are now clear evidence that by adjusting our lifestyles, you know, stopping smoking, as you said, being active, both body and mind, our diets, watching what we drink, but not abstaining completely, because a little bit of wine does us good.
Yeah.
But there are about 12 things that we can do now that could reduce the likelihood of developing a dementia in later life by about 30 to 45%, which in anybody's book is quite it's 45% is quite an achievement.
Yeah.
So that is something we are very keen to promote also. Dementia, it is one of those illnesses that is associated with old age, but it's also important to remember that there are around about 45,000 people living with a dementia at the moment under the age of 65.
Yes.
In the UK.
Yeah. I think the most difficult thing for people is probably when they get the dementia diagnosis, whether it's obviously for the person themselves, but it's for the family, because it isn't only the person who's got dementia, it is the family, the partner, that really are affected. And it must be quite a difficult decision to say there comes a point where you cannot cope or care for the person in the way that you want to.
Yes, I think it's really important to understand that not everybody experiences dementia in the same way, and because there are different types of dementia, there are different presentations. I think one of the things that really preserve people is the ability to deal with stress throughout life. It's an indicator of being able to cope well with the effects of dementia in later life. Of course, I've had personal experience as well as professional experience, so I have had to make those difficult decisions with both of my parents. And there does come a point where no matter how well we want to look after somebody at home, either personally or involving a package, life becomes to a point whereby it is not only dangerous, but actually it's a very, very lonely and disengaged life. So sometimes care homes are not right for everybody, but when they are right, they can be the difference between living isolated in the community at risk of falling and at risk of worsening symptoms to becoming involved in an engaged community that people are trained to provide care for. And families should never, we all do, but families should never feel guilty, because when it does come to the point of choosing to place your loved one into care, you know, you'll have done everything that is humanly possible. And if you choose care correctly, then, you know, you're really doing your loved one the ultimate act of love, because it's not a life to be left in a community whereby you are isolated and you are at risk. It is a very difficult decision, but I think families need to take succor from the fact that it is one of the final decisions and acts of love that can be made.
Yes, yeah. Now, you've got a dementia seminar which is coming up on the 21st of September.
That's correct. I'm going to be doing this quite regularly, and I've already been involved in the filming of some of the slides and some of the voiceover, but I'm actually going to be live, and it is about presenting my view of dementia, which is a very personal and a very real view of dementia. So it's not just going to be about facts and statistics. Mm-hmm. We can look them up on the internet. We're all able to do that these days. It's about what actually happens when somebody is living with dementia, all of those biopsychosocial elements that are often forgotten. So I hope people will take the opportunity of joining me. Afterwards, we are offering a free pack with all of the slides, with any questions and answers, because we are opening a free question and answer section, and I will be answering any questions online, and then we will copy those all into a free package, and we'll send those out to anybody who takes the time to join us.
Excellent. And all the details for that will be on the website, all the W's.
Right, correct, including all the timings and how to dial in, etc., etc. And, of course, you know, where to just leave your details if you wish to, so that we can send you our pack afterwards. And that's not a marketing tool. It's purely about us wanting to raise the profile of people living with dementia and the fact that it is such a prominent part of life now. Nobody knows what care homes are like. You know, we often read the newspapers, and you know, we don't have such a great reputation in the newspapers, because you know, that the papers have to be sold. Mm-hmm. But actually, life in a care home, when it's right, you know, it really is the difference between isolation and being part of a caring and loving community.
It gives people a new lease of life as well.
It does, and it's a sad fact that, you know, if you wait too long, sometimes you carry the guilt. I carry the guilt. I should have taken, been stronger in taking the decision to help my father sooner than I did. So I know, and I work in the industry, you know, but I know how personal these decisions are. But yes, absolutely, care, you know, you're moving into a community and you become part of a community. So for me, it's extremely important. I've dedicated my life to caring, and the last 20 odd years to caring specifically for dementia, and I've chosen to work in this sector, in care homes, despite other offers, because I absolutely there is something special about our sector, and I absolutely love it.
It's lovely to talk to you. Very good luck with the 21st, and we'll make sure all the details are up on our website as well.
Thank you, Michelle. It's been a pleasure.
Lovely to talk to you, Paul. You take care.
And you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.